Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
President Trump moves to kill off Obama's landmark retirement rule.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. President Donald Trump has begun killing off a retirement savings rule that's unpopular with Republicans and some financial industry executives. Joining me here in the studio with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Michael Wursthorn. Michael, let's start from the basics here. What is the fiduciary rule?
Sure. It's a very simple concept, but one that a rule that stretches 1,000 pages. Basically, it ensures that your financial advisor, when you're working with them for your retirement savings, they have to work in your best interest and not their own. Currently, the industry is held to this looser standard of just making sure their recommendations are suitable. So that means they can recommend maybe a high cost mutual fund to you, and while maybe perfectly good investment for you, it may carry a nice heavy fee that goes to the broker themselves. So the rule was really trying to get rid of those conflicts that the Obama administration, which was the architect of the rule, had said contributed to about $17 billion in conflicts and lost retirement savings for investors.
What does the current White House have to say about it?
The current White House pretty much takes the position of a lot of congressional Republicans who say the rule is too costly for a lot of businesses, specifically brokerages and insurers. And it's also going to – they also believe it's going to result in the cutting off of investment advice for small retirement savers. Some of the industry can dispute those statements. They say that there's been a rise in digital investment advice offerings that are specifically geared towards small retirement savers. And in fact, the Labor Department under President Obama had used robo-advisors and other digital types of services as a path for small retirement savers that may not be able to afford the advice that they were receiving under this new regulation.
And I saw a bit of an interview we did with the White House, something about health food, junk food. I didn't totally follow. What was that?
Yes. Yeah, so Gary Cohn, when he was trying to say why the White House was advocating a repeal for the rule, he compared it to only putting healthy food on the menu. So he said, this is like putting only healthy food on the menu because unhealthy food tastes good, but you still shouldn't eat it because you might die younger. Now, looking at what they're saying, the case can be made that investors were going to lose the option to choose certain types of investment products they wanted to pursue for their retirement savings. So Merrill Lynch, for instance, was no longer going to allow commission-based IRA offerings to investors. And that meant that if you were somebody that didn't trade much, you were going to be paying a lot more now in a fee-based IRA account since it charged for just the amount of assets that were being held in that portfolio, as opposed to just paying for each trade. So you go from paying for 10 trades a year and maybe $100 to maybe paying 1% of a $100,000 portfolio, which would be quite a bit more. In response to that, though, Barbara Roper, who is the Director of Investor Protection at the Consumer Federation of America, she is a big proponent of the rule and was in favor of holding brokers and other salespeople to a higher standard when dealing specifically with retirement savers. She actually said that she liked Mr. Cohn's analogy because it at least acknowledged that the advice brokers and insurance agents give is unhealthy for retirement savers.
And can you explain why the insurance industry also pushed back?
So the insurance agency was probably one of the hardest hit groups by the rule, specifically those that sell certain types of annuities. The rule, when it was still in the planning stages, never mentioned or said much about the restrictions around the sales of annuities. But when the final draft did come out, it added certain types of annuities to these restricted lists, and it would have made it very hard for those companies to continue to sell those the way they always did. So it was going to impact the profitability of a lot of these firms and impact the sales forces that these firms had fielded. So they were one of the groups that had also filed lawsuits against the rule since it was first unveiled last April.
We're talking about the fiduciary rule with Michael Wursthorn, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Michael, so where do we go from here? What else will you be watching?
So there is talk that the Trump administration is leaving the Labor Department in charge of how to proceed with this next. They could revise it, rewrite it, just get rid of it altogether, or perhaps even work with Congress. Congress has a few ideas of how a higher standard of care should be applied to retirement savings. There's also been talk of the SEC at some point taking the initiative forward and applying a higher standard of care to all investment accounts, regardless if it's retirement or non-retirement accounts. But that's up in the air now, too, with Dodd-Frank possibly being dismantled. The SEC was actually empowered by Dodd-Frank to do just that. But the more interesting thing, as I feel, is that some firms in the brokerage industry are actually going to continue forward with some of the changes they had laid out and their plans to comply with the fiduciary rule. A quick example is Merrill Lynch. They shocked the brokerage industry in October when they said they were going to no longer accept commission-based payments in individual retirement accounts. And they're going to stick to that at this point. Their head of Merrill Lynch, Andy Sieg, put out a statement just a few days ago to that effect, saying that they weren't going to veer from those changes. They had also instituted other consumer-friendly changes, like more clear monthly account statements that plainly state the fees that an investor pays. That was something the rule was going to do anyway, but these firms don't seem to be backing down on some of those initiatives. Other firms like Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, there's a number of initiatives they plan to keep in place too. So while there is some there is some question here as to how well protected consumers will be from conflicts of interest, the brokerage firms themselves are taking it upon themselves, at least for now, to try to put some investors at ease and put more trust back into those relationships.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Michael Wurstorn here in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York.
Love tech? Dig gadgets? Then make Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal a part of your day. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.